USA Radio News.
Family, friends, former presidents, and foreign dignitaries are preparing to say goodbye to George H.W. Bush on this National Day of Mourning. A memorial service for the nation's 41st president is set for 11 a.m. Eastern Time at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Barbara Pierce Bush shares one of her final moments with her grandfather on NBC's Today Show.
We decided to get married very quickly because we wanted to make sure my grandfather could be with us. He got dressed early and came downstairs early before the wedding so that he could see me in my wedding dress before we got married. One of the last things he said to me was that I've never looked so beautiful.
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could get no jail time. At least that's what Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommended. Mueller said Flynn is cooperating with the government and should receive a light sentence for lying to the FBI. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush. I'm John Clemens.
The Justice Department will try to convince a federal court this week that the AT&T merger with Time Warner is bad for consumers. The department's antitrust division will argue to the U.S. Court of Appeals that the lower court was wrong to allow AT&T to buy Time Warner for $85 billion just over 6 months ago. The court is expected to rule at the end of February. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights, too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. Now, Dane was on Fox News today talking about why he believes the law should be changed.
Because I thought it was an outdated law, and there's no reason you can't throw snowballs in Colorado or Severance.
And regarding that ceremonial snowball, Dane talks about where that snowball ended up.
He told me to just throw it in the street.
The National Hockey League announced that Seattle will get an NHL expansion team. The team will begin playing in 3 years in the Pacific Division, which will require the Arizona Coyotes to move from the Pacific to the Central Division. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.